Hi, I'm Jody Landon representing the Ladies Conference. Our all-volunteer team would love to invite you to our 43rd annual event on Friday evening, March 20th and Saturday the 21st at the Colony Park on Traffic Way in Atascadero. This year's theme is Equipped and Empowered and will be fabulous with our two speakers, a mother-daughter team. Denise Windorf and Brooke Andrews will bring us four sessions from their decades of experience of teaching. Denise co-authored a DVD Bible-based series, which sold over 3 million copies. Her daughter, Brooke, has a heart in helping others grasp the living Word of God. She teaches at Biola University and at retreats and events. Lisa Reef's team will be back with her beautiful worship. Dessert on Friday night and a catered lunch will be served on Saturday. We'll have shopping available with local artisans, a prayer team on hand, and we'll get you out the door by 3 p.m. on Saturday. Register at ladiesconference.com. You may also text or leave a message with our registrar at 805-674-4468. We have tables of 9 and you get a better seat if you register early.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The blockbuster trade for Max Crosby is off. The Raiders announced that the Ravens have backed out of the deal for the star pass rusher, according to NFL Network insiders. Baltimore backed out due to medical reasons. Crosby underwent successful meniscus surgery in January. Elsewhere, free agency frenzy continues with plenty of other news from the insiders. The Raiders are trading quarterback Geno Smith in a 7th-round pick to the Jets for a 6th-round pick. Smith previously played with the Jets, who drafted him in 2013. After the move, Smith told NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport that it's a, quote, complete full circle moment back to where it all began. Meanwhile, wide receiver Romeo Dobbs is signing a 4-year, $68 million deal with the Patriots. Dobbs spent the last 4 seasons with the Packers. New England is also signing offensive lineman Elijah Vera Tucker to a 3-year, $42 million deal. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.com.
Dr. Russell Wilson's Dental Office on the corner of Atascadero Avenue and Morrow Road in Atascadero. They specialize in restorative and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. He and his highly trained staff have a straightforward approach with all the modern technology. They explain your treatment options so that you can make an educated choice for you and your family. Call 466-3328 for an appointment or stop by 7005 Atascadero Avenue in Atascadero.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. Gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, March 11th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero Fire responds to burning out buildings and travel trailers. Candidate withdraws from County Superintendent of Schools race. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services responded to a report of a fire on March 9th at about 6:40 p.m. on the 7100 block of Sycamore Road. Atascadero Fire found two outbuildings, a fence, and a travel trailer involved with a heavy fire with an immediate exposure to a large, approximately 1,500 square foot shop starting to become involved. Atascadero Fire says several cylinders and cans at the scene created small explosions, which increased the volume and intensity of the fire. Atascadero Fire says the blaze was knocked down in approximately 20 minutes from dispatch, and units remained for about 3 hours for mop-up. The cause is under investigation. A candidate has chosen to withdraw from the race for San Luis Obispo County Superintendent of Schools. Michael Specialiera, Executive Director of County Office of Education and longtime CURE Technical Education leader, announced he will no longer be running for County Superintendent of Schools. After careful consideration, I have decided to withdraw from the race and continue focusing my work on expanding career technical education and workforce pathways for students across our region, Specialiera added. He said, I'm optimistic about the future of our county's education system and know that our next leaders will continue to advocate for programs that move the needle locally. The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its award ceremony on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and the Medal of Valor. The Meritorious Award will be given to detectives who worked on a case of a missing woman from Arroyo Grande last year, where her body was recovered in a rural area along Highway 198. The Medal of Valor will be awarded to a deputy who was involved in a late-night shooting near Templeton High School, where the suspect fired upon two Sheriff's Patrol vehicles. Deputies involved in the incident will also receive Distinguished Service Awards. Pass Robles High School Jazz Band wins multiple awards from Dos Pueblos Jazz Festival. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:12. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:13. Pass Robles High School Jazz Band attended the 2026 Dos Pueblos High School Jazz Festival in Goleta and delivered an outstanding performance that earned multiple awards and individual honors. The Jazz Festival brings together high school and junior high schools from across the Central Coast with educational clinics led by professional musicians and jazz educators. The Bearcat Jazz Band earned second place in the Senior High Novice Division, recognizing the ensemble's strong overall performance. Individual students who received awards were Jamie Cota, Khalilu Conrad, Christina Cerna, Oliver Taylor, Maxwell Tui Bergvall, and Emery Tial. Local audiences can listen to the award-winning ensemble on Saturday, March 14th, when the PRHS Jazz Band performs at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival. The event is free and open to the public. The Templeton Historical Museum will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition, a vintage silent auction, a ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers. If you own a ranch brand, you're encouraged to bring it to burn your mark on Templeton history, or for just $25, you can create and burn your own brand. Chili tastings are just $1 a taste, featuring the best of Templeton's home cooks. For more information on each event, you can visit templetonmuseum.com. The City of Atascadero has announced a request for a proposal to design and install holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens Park. Holiday lights in the Sunken Gardens help transform the park into a festive environment during the winter season. The selected contractor will be responsible for the design, installation, maintenance, removal, packing, and transport of all holiday lighting features. According to the city, the initial contract will be for 1 year, with the option to extend for further increments. Interested parties must submit a written proposal by Tuesday, March 31st at 5 p.m. For more information, you can visit the City of Atascadero's website. In addition to the safety enhancement zone going into effect for the city of San Luis Obispo leading up to St. Patrick's Day, the County District Attorney's Office announced stricter enforcement. The DA's office says they will not be offering pre-filing misdemeanor diversions to any person alleged to have committed a crime stemming from St. Patrick's Day celebrations, effective March 6th through the 18th. The DA's office encourages students, visitors, and residents to San Luis Obispo to celebrate St. Patrick's Day responsibly. During the enforcement period, all fines will be doubled, and laws will be more strictly enforced within the city during this time. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Timberwolves 120-106, the Kings over the Pacers 114-109, the Bulls beat the Warriors 130-124. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Timberwolves, the Kings will go against the Hornets, the Nuggets will face the Rockets, and the Knicks will go against the Jazz. In California news, an attorney for a California solar power company has pled not guilty to 23 felony counts of fraud, including bank fraud and wire fraud. 61-year-old Ari Lauer was sentenced to 11 years and 5 months in prison for helping orchestrate a billion-dollar fraud scheme. A bishop in a small Chaldean Catholic community in California has been accused of embezzlement and money laundering. Bishop Emmanuel Shelty is accused of embezzling more than $270,000 from his parish. Details of the allegations are currently sealed. He faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted of all 16 felonies he is charged with. Yamaha Motor Company is moving its U.S. headquarters from California to Georgia. The Japanese company's American headquarters have been located in Cypress, California since 1979 and will begin its relocation at the end of 2026. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. With wholesale prices back to the farmer so low that margins are hard to come by, will more farmers start considering direct marketing? It's easier said than done, says Tyler Nuss of Nuss Farms. The family has experimented with direct approaches like marketing boxes of squash shipped via mail.
The specialty squash that we shipped around the country, which was, man, did that warm my heart to just be able to like share a little bit of Nuss Farms, because our customers are our processors for the most part, right? So to ship something to someone in Maine and they get Nuss Farms produce to their door is really cool. I think the challenge, as you can imagine, is where to invest in and the return you're going to get on an investment like that, right? We're farming about 1,300 acres at, vegetables at scale, right? So to think about, the scale to take one of our fields, which we're in like 50 acre, probably average fields, that's some serious produce. So to move that or, segment off a field, it's, well, how much is that going to return, right? You have to have scale. And I think this is the tricky part.
Nuss said they're exploring a middle ground, working with local line to sell some vegetables direct to food service customers like Chipotle.
Two legacies, one standard. Greenmount Angus and Rooney Angus invite you to their spring production sale, Friday, March 13th, 1 o'clock at Pays in Billings, Montana. Selling 100 yearling bulls and 38 aged advantage bulls, including a strong set of heifer bulls. All developed for real-world conditions with longevity, maternal strength, and performance in mind. Bulls sell with genomic-enhanced EPDs and are PAP-tested. Greenmount Angus and Rooney Angus, meeting the grade. For all the details, visit RooneyAngus.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening March 25th through the 27th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from construction equipment and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
I'm Tim Hamrich, and this has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Learn more at aginfo.net.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th. The California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m., midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
KPRL News continues at 8:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California's 2016 agricultural overtime law was meant to raise wages for farm workers. While some have benefited from the law, a growing body of research suggests that it has ended up reducing overall earnings for farm workers as employers shorten the work week to keep their costs down. By 2022, when the law was partially phased in, farm employees in California were working 3 to 5 hours less per week than a decade prior. On average, their weekly income had declined by $80 to $120, according to research by Alexandra Hill, a University of California Berkeley professor who researches agricultural economics and farm worker well-being. Since the law was implemented, Colusa County farm worker Araceli Achives Cortez said she has lost a third of her work hours. Suddenly, I couldn't cover the electricity bill, she said. I couldn't pay rent. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny on Wednesday. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday and Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, 86 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow slumped in early trading. The Nasdaq gained. The International Energy Agency has agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil to address the Iran war supply disruption. The Consumer Price Index rose 2.4% in the year ending in February, up 2.5% excluding food and energy. The readings match January. Economists say gasoline prices nudged higher in the lead up to the Iran conflict. The readings do not include the recent spike in crude oil prices. Oracle shares are up more than 12%, boosting the Nasdaq. The software giant's quarter was upbeat. It continues to see demand for its technology for artificial intelligence, and it is raising its forecast for the year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jen Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
California Mid-State Fair presents 15-time ACM and CMS Group of the Year, Old Dominion, Wednesday, July 15th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. You can win them before you can buy them, though, right here on KPRL. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. I'll let you know through the email if you have won them. Again, that's Kevin at KPRL.com.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Even today, there are instances when a robbery takes place and the motive for the robbery was other than stealing loot. In 1861, the main motive for a stage holdup was a cover-up for an assassination. On March 15, 1881, the Benson Tombstone Stage was held up. Although not intended as such, it ended up being one of the causes for the OK Corral shootout. On the other hand, the two intended objectives of the holdup were not accomplished. The main objective was the assassination of Wells Fargo shotgun guard Bob Paul. Paul had gone to work for Wells Fargo and as a guard had hampered the activities of the Cowboys. The word around town was that he was to become the Pima County Sheriff, so the Cowboys wanted to get rid of him. The assassination failed because when the stage departed Tombstone, stage driver Bud Philpott had gotten stomach pains and Bud had exchanged positions with Paul. Orders were to kill the guard, which they did, but it was Philpott instead of Paul. Bob Paul was responsible for the robbers not accomplishing their second objective, the theft of $26,000. When Philpott was shot, Bob grabbed his shotgun and fired off both barrels. One robber was killed, and the noise of the shotgun spooked the horses. As the stagecoach was careening out of control, Paul climbed down, secured the reins, and brought the stage safely into Benson. Later, Bob Paul became the Pima County Sheriff. This 6'6", 240-pound mountain of a man, using a shotgun, brought in bad guys, stopped lynchings, and hanged many a man legally. It always seemed that he was able to dodge that fatal bullet. That is until 1893, when he couldn't dodge the one called cancer. He died on March 26, 1901. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. Paso Robles High School Jazz Band attended the 2026 Dos Pueblos High School Jazz Festival in Goleta and delivered an outstanding performance that earned multiple awards and individual honors. The Bearcat Jazz Band earned second place in the senior high and novice division. They'll be playing on Saturday, March 14th at the Cuesta College Jazz Festival, which is free to attend. Michael Spetgliera, Executive Director at the County Office of Education, has announced he will no longer be running for County Superintendent of Schools. Spetgliera said he is optimistic about the future of our county's education system and knows that the next leaders will continue to advocate for programs that move the needle locally, he said. Local news was sponsored by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa. How is the war in Iran progressing? CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper speaking earlier.
I'd characterize our strikes as being unpredictable, dynamic, and decisive.
The Admiral adding.
Just yesterday, we had strike waves nearly every hour from different locations and directions going into Iran. We also took out the last of four Soleimani-class warships. That's an entire class of Iranian ships now out of the fight.
The commander said the U.S. has struck more than 5,500 targets inside Iran. A deadly tornado in the Midwest, at least two dead in western Indiana, while in Kankakee, Illinois.
I didn't know I was going to survive.
That's Meeta Patel, who owns a motel.
My mother-in-law was sitting outside. I couldn't even help her. I'm glad she's safe. We're all safe.
She says they suffered just property damage. More storms in the forecast today. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
The California Mid-State Fair presents 15-time ACM and CMS Group of the Year, Old Dominion, Wednesday, July 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. But you can win them before you can buy them right here on KPRL. Be listening to the Morning Exchange 6 to 9 for Old Dominion at the California Mid-State Fair, Wednesday, July 15th. Win them before you can buy them right here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
22 minutes away from 8, KPRL. It's time for weather, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. Abundant sunshine. I hope this is more accurate than yesterday's. Highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low to mid 40s, and we'll hit low 80s for you Thursday, and also low 80s for you Friday and Saturday. Sunday, mid 80s. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, upper 80s, all sunshine, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 6, up and down, 720 a.m., 707 p.m. We are at 42. Weather was brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. And there you go, as we head for freedom of speech and 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL. No music today, the robo-carts, and it's a window problem. Okay, you can't hear that. Nope. apparently Windows, for whatever reason, every once in a while, they get into our, well, it's in our system, but these updates, and they knock something off. You can put it in, because we had this problem a couple of months ago, and we thought it was solved. But, you know, with the updates. Chris, regarding updates on computers.
Yes.
Do you ever notice anything when they do the updates that it has improved your computer, or what are they actually doing?
I don't know what they're doing. I almost never notice anything.
You don't see the pop-ups that say update?
Well, yeah, I see the pop-up that says update, but after the update's done, I could not tell you what was actually updated.
Neither could I. So anyway, we deal with it, and Bill will figure it out, and he'll get it taken care of. All right, let's see here. I thought I saw something over this way. There is a day. Oh, no, that's it. Okay, so the passports that where was it? I forget. We started this morning that you cannot legally exceed the speed limit when overtaking another vehicle. That's in most jurisdictions. However, there is some comment that I came across where it may depend on the officer. Okay. While illegal, some law enforcement officers may tolerate a brief increase in speed, 5 to 10 miles, to complete a pass quickly and safely, provide you return to the speed limit afterward. Okay. You know, I saw a guy, because CHP has been out up here just north of town the last couple of days. And Monday I was going home, and they have the construction site up there, and it says 55. And this one guy, he didn't see the CHP guy. Because you ever notice this, Chris, sometimes with the CHP, that they'll be almost in plain sight, but you don't notice them?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, it's almost funny.
They make pretty good use of corners. Like, you turn one and suddenly they're there.
Yeah, but on this straightaway, it was funny because he's sitting there right almost on the hill there going towards the Rancho, in the Rancho Salinas area. And I saw him, and a lot of other people did too, but this one guy didn't. And so, you know, you could see, and people started to move over because he was coming through past the Robles, and, you know, I'm getting on the ramp there, and, you know, I got in, and then, but then I saw him, and then all these other cars started to pull over. Because they obviously saw him too. Well, this one guy apparently didn't see him, and he just blows by everybody. Well, here comes the light. Here comes the light, and you know, again, everybody had passed. So, and then the police, the CHP, he just, you know, went around and he caught him. He caught him. But hey, I'm always amazed that sometimes, man, they're just there playing sight. And it was pretty amazing. All right, 238-5775. How many people have been pulled over but not cited? Is anybody? I know you haven't gotten a you got the ticket, but you haven't been cited other than that, right?
Right.
All right, but have you been ever pulled over other than what that one time?
No, that was the one and only time I've ever been pulled over.
Okay. So how many of you people have been pulled over but never cited? I had it happen once or twice. I think twice. This was in Kentucky, but again, that was back in the day. You can kind of, it was just a little bit different. So anyway, got lucky, and you know, obviously the best thing is to be politeful and tell the truth. Don't lie, because Kevin, did you know that you were speeding? Yes. Oh, okay. You know, just be careful and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, got lucky and, of course I did it again and I got off again. Again, just by being, you know, it wasn't like I was going 20 miles over the speed limit or anything like that. It was, I think I was doing, I don't know, 5 or 10 over in a 40 or something like that. And it was in, again, I refer to this place, LaGrange, Kentucky. It was in a rural part of Kentucky where I lived. And
you know, it's just a little different. I don't think they can do that anymore, though, when you're going over the speed limit, maybe for us, you know, something little. So anyway, folks, if you're just joining us, don't forget, if you go through the San Miguel area, I don't know when this is coming, but it is happening because your county board of supervisors, who they all spend a lot of time in San Miguel, we know that, River Road in San Miguel will drop from 35 to 30. 35 to 30. I don't see the date here. And All Country Road in Templeton, that's going to be lowered as well. They will be, speed limits of 25 miles an hour. So we're all end up going to be driving as slow as we do on Spring Street. That's nice. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. We had the mentioned about the school systems and also the local governments. Now, again, the percentage in the local governments and government in general, 70% of public golf courses lose money. How about that? And if they don't lose money, they break even or even make a profit. But that's 70% of the public courses. So here's a question. And I don't golf, so don't get on me. But if 70% of public golf courses, and it doesn't say which ones, are losing money, why should taxpayers foot the bill for that? Because I'd like to know how much money they're losing. Now, I realize that people getting out in whatever sport it may be, if you consider that a sport, enjoy themselves and it's good and all that other kind of stuff. But at what point do we say we can't afford to do this because we need to take care of the essentials? So, you know, for those of you, maybe you have some thoughts on that. Let's see here. Roughly 21% of nonprofits reported losing money. And they also experience with the government that they being paid late. Well, you're dealing with the government, so I guess you can say what you get what you deserve. And Americans, we had the ice cream stuff today. Here's some other popular choices for your desserts. Chris, yes or no? Jell-O.
Yes.
Pecan pie.
Yes.
S'mores.
Yes.
Okay, so you'd eat anything just about.
Well, not necessarily, but those things I would. Jell-O's okay. Really good in the summer.
Okay, so you're young and you're healthy.
Sure.
And you probably have never been in a hospital for any length.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Do you know what they feed you depending on your circumstances in a hospital?
The only thing I've ever witnessed was a guy getting a sandwich.
Jell-O. Okay. And what do you think the last thing is you want when you get out?
Jell-O.
Suppose you're in the hospital for a week and you're getting nothing but Jell-O. What are the chances, even if you put whipped cream on it? Okay.
I don't put whipped cream on it to begin with.
Well, tastes pretty good. Tastes pretty good. But yeah, Jell-O would be like, no thanks. It's like when you OD on some things, you don't want to have it for a while, even if you like it. It kind of kills the desire to do so. What was it? Okay, so it was a couple years ago when I had the knee replacement. There's just certain foods because you're recovering from the surgery and then you're having to take some medication, whether it's for pain or infection or to prevent infection, I should say. So you eat certain foods to make sure your system is working, right? Like, okay, for example, bran muffins is good for that. I will never eat a bran muffin the rest of my life. even if I load it up with butter, I will never eat a bran muffin the rest of my life because I just got so darn tired of them. But Well, you know, I shouldn't say I'll never eat one because I may have to, but it did work. So I guess that's the good side of it. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Pickleball courts lose money as well. Okay, I don't know, but you know how much. I understand the so-called government's concern that we have things to do. We have fields for families or kids to go. Okay. Now, I'm just assuming that most of us would agree that that's beneficial for all. But what about golf courses and pickleball courts or tennis courts? You could get into maybe a lengthy argument or a quick fist fight on why is it government's business for them to provide me with hobbies? Well, because none of us can afford a tennis court or a golf course or a pickleball court. But at what point does it lose money? Then you say, well, we have to up the fees to play to at least break even. All right. Because there are some people will just say, like they do in education, why should I have to pay money because I don't have any kids in school? We hear that argument once in a while. Not often, but once in a while. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. About the you're saying public golf courses lose money. Don't they charge people to use the course?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess the question is, and you said it, is how much do they lose, right? I mean, if it's public, there's probably a budget, and they come up with something, and then, you know, at the end of the year, if they've spent more, maybe because of labor or gas or inflation or whatever, it loses money. But then then there's another budget cycle, da 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 da. But the issue, of course, is how much, right? If they lose $100, it's one thing. If they lose $1,000, it's another. If they lose $10,000, it's another. $100,000 is another. So that would be, I mean, and he said 70%, I think. So it doesn't sound egregious until you know how much they're losing.
Okay, so again, just for the sake of bringing this up, the other side of it would be, well, most places are going to have golf courses that are privately owned. So why is the government competing against a business that comes to them and asks for a business license to operate in your area and pay taxes to the city?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very good question, and I guess it comes back to the, you know, public access and the cost and that kind of thing, because some people might want to golf, but they can't afford the private fee or whatever. So it's how important is that as a public activity is you know, but then it goes back to the local government obviously no one pays attention to budgets anymore, but if they did, maybe they would realize that, you know, this is something that we don't need to do, or to try to hand it off to a private operator. I mean, that happens for certain things.
Well, okay, so would then people say, well, these pickleball courts, the swimming pool, and you know, the list goes on. Is it beneficial overall to a community to have these things instead of making it all private entities?
Right. Well, and that's exactly it. Is obviously the local governments can decide how to structure their budget, and it's just a question of how well they manage, you know, their revenues and where they spend it and that kind of thing. And it obviously we've seen over these years that it's not really well managed. So, but it does come down to how much are they losing, right? If they make some money but lose a little bit, I mean, that to me would seem reasonable. As long as, you know, they keep an eye on it and not let it get out of control, because there is some public benefit. And again, I don't golf, so I have no idea what say fees are at a public one versus a private one. Is it similar? Is it, you know, I mean, is it really competing, or is it providing to a different clientele?
Well, I can only speak from not personal experience. My brother is one of those guys that. He works on a golf course now. He's retired, but he does one of those, I don't know, he goes around on the cart and does whatever he does. But he says, and it's a private course, And, you know, he's told me over the years that, look, he would go to join a private because he doesn't want to deal with some of the element that you get at a public course.
Yeah, yeah, well... Well, but then, you know, it comes down to your budget and what you can afford and that kind of thing. So, yeah, obviously there's a lot of factors, and I still think the salient one is how much are they losing? If 70% are losing, it's by how much. And then, you know, then again, it has to come to the actual populace and the electorate to figure out what their local government is funding and deal with it. So, and we know that just doesn't happen. So I don't know. What the actual answer is, but that's the problem with statistics. It doesn't tell you the whole story. It tells you part of the story.
So would we then separate and say, well, Kevin, these public golf courses are primarily, you know, for the, you know, mostly older adults. Well, we provide fields for kids to play baseball and softball on. What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Is and obviously it costs money to mow parks and water it and take care of it. And that maintenance, it costs something. And if you can just walk in a park and not have to pay, then that money's got to come from somewhere. So, again, it's just part of the story is, you know, which one, I mean, there's actual revenue at a golf course that charges something, and there's no revenue at a park. So what is the public good, and is that where the public wants the funds spent?
Well, I'll say this with confidence. All of us have benefited from ball fields and playgrounds and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And so, it seems like a reasonable thing. I mean, I you probably have never played SimCity. I don't know if Chris has ever played that game. Or, you know, you get to build a city. And it's kind of fun because, you know, if you don't put in public parks, you know, you get the next month goes by and it's like, everyone's upset. There's no parks in the city. So then you build a park and everyone goes, yay. But anyways, it's that kind of thing where is the public, you know, I mean, we pay taxes and we expect certain things like paved roads and law enforcement and that kind of stuff, fire protection. There's always problems with all these things because you know what, we're dealing with people, but it's still what local government does, and it comes down to again how close the people pay attention to where their money is being spent.
Yep. All right, sir, I got one more.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. A little bit of clarity here. The golf course doesn't necessarily in itself make money, but it does make money on the golf carts, the range balls, the items that they sell in the pro shop. But the main source of funds is the lure with the restaurant and the bar, and they subsidize the golf course. The golf course is the lure to get them to come to those locations, and it's kind of a full circle thing. So, if you look at it and say, well, does a golf course make money? Well, the golf course in itself doesn't, but all the things around it are money makers, and the bar is a cash cow, and so is the restaurant. You have to be able to...
Do public courses have bars?
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay.
They have a snack bar, and and they do sell things. But remember, there's some public and semi-public golf courses, so they get the benefit of it all. But most basic only public golf courses, they're tough. It's really tough, and they're not that good of a golf course.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the clarification. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks, and that is it. We're heading to the 19th hole.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Templeton Historical Museum will be hosting its annual Some Like It Hot fundraising event Saturday, March 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Activities for the day include the annual chili competition with tastings, a vintage silent auction, and ranch branding in honor of local cattle ranchers.
The County Sheriff's Office will be holding its award ceremony Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. at the San Luis Obispo Veterans Hall, 801 Grand Avenue. The ceremony will honor recipients of life-saving medals, Meritorious Service Award, Distinguished Service Awards, and the Medal of Valor. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen on Sound Off, Stu Jenkins. Some housing issues and some legal questions here throughout the county with some cities and community districts. You'll find out about that. Enjoy it and enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.